You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, before we get into our entree and we read this note from No Name Please, we're going to come up with a name for this guy. Right. He doesn't want us to use his name. And I don't understand why. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second. Hey, quickly, I want to show you the headline says, half of people in relationships say their current partner is the worst sex they've ever had.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go with that? That's a
bummer. It says in the story, it's not clear if they've always felt that way or if things just really cool down after a while.
Sure, you get in the comfort zone, right?
But half of people in America,
no wonder it was so grumpy.
They say their current relationship is the worst when it comes to intimacy.
Well, do you move on? I don't know. I don't know.
These are the stories I know that make you uncomfortable.
I know. So, what do you say to that? It's a bummer.
Well, you know, if it's half, then everyone who's in the car listening right now who's in a relationship, you have to assume that is what your partner thinks, that you're the worst they've ever had.
Hmm.
Because it's a 50-50, my friend.
Yeah. If you're in the car with your partner right now, look at them.
They're looking at each other in the car and asking, not you, baby. No, you're
not
the best.
Oh,
yeah,
baby.
The best ever.
Oh.
Then turn and look out the side window and roll your eyes like,
oh God, I got to get out of this relationship. Oh. I'm so mad. Oh. How does Gretchen feel about that?
Well,
you're always putting the spotlight on me.
She's
you guys all right?
She talks during that. She says
she
things
talks?
Like, yeah, she says things like during. She'll say things like,
"We're out
beige.
Of shampoo.
Beige. I think yeah. I'll paint the ceiling beige."
We need bread. Are we out of bread?
Are we out of bread? You moving right along here?
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought I would share everybody that little piece of information just to get me, you know, just
get you some.
Just as you get on your way to work this morning, you can sit there and chew on that for a little bit and wonder if it's your household.
Because it is. It is.
Because it is.
It is.
Right, let's get to a problem.
Hey now. Issues and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is
what's your problem?
JP, can you tell people how they find
yes.
us?
Yes, find us at mix100.com. That's our big website. It's the Dom and Jeremy link up top, or find us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Send us a message.
Easy to do. And it's funny, we were talking about this a few moments ago that it seems like the majority of the what's your problem notes we get are from women. But this one is from a guy, but he doesn't want us to use his name. Oh. So you're going to have to come up with some name for him. What
Shakespeare.
Do you want to call him? No, besides
no.
that.
Caesar.
Okay, I'll call him Caesar. I don't care. Righty, what he wrote in, he said, boys, I ghosted a woman.
Ooh.
And feel guilty about it, so I hope you can make me feel better and tell me I was justified.
Hmm.
Before we get into his issue, are there justifiable reasons to ghost somebody?
Yeah, your previous story.
Well played.
I don't know where he went. Caesar? Caesar?
That's funny.
All right.
He says, we went out twice and on the second date. So wait a minute. If you've only been out twice, is that
ghosting? Twice? No, that's just...
Well, I guess it is.
Going
if she
on with
never
your
hears
life.
From him again, nothing.
Yeah, okay.
We went out twice. On the second date, she brought her dogs, both of them. Mm. We were at an outdoor patio, so I guess that was okay, but she spent a lot of time fussing over them. You know those people, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like they bring their dog somewhere, and they're supposed to be paying attention to their date, but they're just all...
And then the leashes are tangled up under the chairs, and you're asking for water.
Talking to the dog.
Who's a good boy? You know, the whole time. And, yeah.
Anyway, Caesar, if we're really calling him that, yeah. says, and that's when I found out that both of her dogs sleep in bed with her. He writes, I sort of made the decision right there that this wasn't a relationship I wanted. And that's too bad because she was gorgeous and really cool, but I can't imagine sleeping with two dogs. Would you have done the same or did I overreact?
You gave up gorgeous and cool because a couple dogs? After two dates? I mean, you could have let it go a little longer.
Well, she obviously made it clear.
This is how it is. This is my life.
This is what I do. When I sleep with both of my dogs. You can come along for the party or you can...
This is who I am. These are my fur babies. Mm-hmm. They're my life. A lot of people are like that, you know?
Yes, they are.
Dogs come first.
Yes, they do for some people. I've always kind of been astonished at the number of people who will choose their pets over a person.
Yeah,
and I know we have a lot of people listening right now who are like, you damn right I will. I always choose my dog over a person every time. I'm like, okay. I don't understand that mentality, but hey,
well,
people
are
different. Well,
if you're single and you have a dog and that's just what you do is the dog hops up in bed with you and sleeps, that's the routine. That's the dog's routine. That's just how life is for you. So a lot of times if you go and try to switch that, it's going to be worse because the dog's up all night. It's pacing. It's whining. You know, it just is worse. So it's just easier to throw the dog up in bed and get a good night's sleep because that's all the dog's ever known, you know. So I guess the issue is just don't ever start it. But if you're single and you're cold at night, you want a doggy in there with you. I am not that person. I don't care to have the dog in bed. Just because I, you know, the dogs are, they're out in the yard all day and at the park or what, they're dirty to me. They're dirty. They need to be in their own little doggy bed. But I will say my wife, Knick Knack, she's a dog sneaker. She'll sneak the dog in bed sometimes in the middle of the night.
How do you sneak a big dog into bed?
Our dog's small. She'll sneak her in, little Goldie Fawn, because it will be that thing. Cause we keep Goldie in our master bathroom at night and put a little gate up. And she'll be in there, and she'll wake up sometimes in the middle of the night. And I'll hear Nicole get up and take the gate down, and next thing you know, the dog's in bed with us. She sneaks her in, thinking I'm asleep. I know what's happening. I don't like it. Dirty. Then you wake up, and the dog's butt is, like, on your pillow, and you're like, aww.
Well, two things with that. First of all, I agree. I don't want a dog sleeping in bed with me. Sorry, people. Dog lovers, I know. It's heresy.
You can still love your dog and have them just sleep in their own bed.
But the second thing with your story and you specifically is that I find it's not ironic, but I find it interesting that you go on and on about how, quote, dirty, end quote, the dog is in bed. And yet, you describe your sleeping as a super sweater and you practically have to wash the sheets every day.
I do sweat a lot.
You pool sweat around.
But it's my funk. It's my sweat. It's my oils. It's my skin. It's me.
Yes, but think about it in terms of Nicole. It's actually cleaner to sleep with the dog than it is with you. The dog doesn't have a puddle around it.
No, but it's got dog butt. And a lot of hair that who knows what kind of little bugs are attached to that in your bed. And the fecal butt. You can get worms and stuff from dogs. I don't want that on my pillow versus a little sweat.
Little sweat? You say you have to squeegee
off
the
Nicole
bed in
sleeps
the
in snorkel gear, but that's not a that's beside the point. The dogs are, they're filthy.
Well, what do you think if we asked our listeners, really call him Caesar?
Yeah.
All right, Caesar. Was it okay just to say I'm out because of that, or should he have stuck it out? That's his question. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. What do you think?
He should have stuck it out. And side note, my wife just sent me a picture of our dog in our bed right now, laying on our pillows.
I'll
tell you what, that marriage is not going well at all.
Mm-mm.
It's going to come a time, Nick Knack. There's going to come a time.
As Boz Skaggs once said, danger, there's a breakdown dead ahead. Look it up. Google it.
Google it.
So we're asking listeners about that today.
Edward,
some other
wrote
interesting
in.
Notes that have been sent in. What?
Let me read one quick from Edward that came in on our Facebook. He says, "I'm with Jer Bear. I put my dog in bed one time, and I didn't know he had picked up Giardia somewhere. I woke up to poop in the bed. It was on my cheek. Grossest thing ever, he said. Never again. Dogs should not be allowed in bed. Edward.
So I saw the photo that Nicole sent of your dog in your bed.
Yeah, she's
the
great.
Thing that stood out to me, other than, and by the way, Rebecca and Michael on the phone, do not hang up. We're going to take your call in 1 second. I just want to quickly point out this photo of Goldie, your dog, in your bed.
Yeah.
The thing that stood out to me was the multitude of pillows on that bed.
6, 7, 8 pillows.
Because the
Nine.
Last time I was there, I don't remember seeing that many pillows.
Oh, boy. You can go to hell.
Probably will. Rebecca, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Hi. So what do you think about Caesar saying, I'm out? What do you think of that?
Well, I think you should have talked to her about it.
He bounced pretty quick, didn't he?
He did. I was kind of in that same situation when I first started dating my husband, who oddly is named Michael, so I'm interested to hear what Michael
what the other
has
Michael
to
says.
Yeah. Yeah. But we had a conversation, and I ended up getting a fancy kennel for, like, bedside table, and the dogs sleep there now.
Wait a minute. So who had the issue? Was it you? You slept with dogs, or did he sleep with dogs?
Yeah. Yeah, I slept with the dogs. I have two small dogs.
But you chose your husband over the dogs eventually.
Yeah. I mean, occasionally they sleep with us. When we were on vacation, they slept with us. But
you gave up the doggy cuddles for boyfriend cuddles, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. So maybe Caesar should have at least. Yeah. But he says she was pretty adamant. These are my dogs. Love them or leave me.
I was pretty adamant, too.
What kind of dogs were they?
I have two. So it's a little Dutch Hound Terrier. So she's like a little weenie terrier. And then like a fuzzy terrier. I don't really know what she is. Two terriers.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I'm glad you guys worked everything out. Thank you for calling our show, okay?
Yeah, I love you guys.
Oh, we love you.
We love you, Rebecca, and we don't care who knows. Here's Michael on line two. Hello, Michael, welcome.
Good morning.
Hello.
What do you think about Caesar's situation?
I think it's perfectly all right. I mean, you know, I've got no problem with dogs in the bed, but I have dogs, and when I'm single, I'll let them sleep up there. But that's never. She brought the dog on a date. She's telling him, "These are my kids. they're more important to me than you are, and they sleep with me." And
That's, well, wouldn't they be at that point after two dates? The dogs would still be more important than Caesar. I mean, you got to get into the relationship a little bit more. Maybe she would shift a little bit.
Yeah, but sometimes you can just tell, even by the second date, when somebody is intractable over something.
Were they sharing the spaghetti noodle or something there?
Yeah, he's doing like
doing
a
the lady in the
tramp.
He's like, I gotta go.
Michael, thank you for the call. We appreciate your feedback on this. Listen to this note from Amelia. She says, I broke up with a guy who complained about my dog sleeping with me. I told him we were a package deal, and he was a real jerk about it. So I'd rather sleep with my dog than any guy.
Ooh, all right.
That's from Amelia.
Whoa.
He's a jerk.
You're a jerk.
All I will say, and listen, I'm on record, obviously, I'm the only person in Colorado without a dog. I get that. But it can't be coincidence. And can people at least just have an open mind about, just have an open mind. Don't hate me just for, like, suggesting something. Think about it at least before you hate me. But I don't think it's a coincidence that we're at a time now, let's say in Colorado, when everybody has a dog and people treat their dogs like they are human and like they choose them over other humans.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we have record numbers of people who are like, I can't meet anybody. I can't seem to find a good relationship. Where are all the good people? Is it a coincidence that those two things are going on at the same time?
Could be.
So everyone who's single with a dog and saying, I can't meet anyone. Well, maybe stop sleeping with your dog and make room for
divert
a human
some of that
being.
Energy. Yeah.
Just a thought. Like I said, you can just disagree with me without hating me.
It's harsh, man.
Something to think about.
It's harsh. Wow.
old. I can't meet any good guys.
Jeez, man.
But I'll let 11 dogs sleep in bed with me.
Pouring it on now, man. Come on.
Oh, I only come into work when I want to have fun. I'm just having fun.
No one's having fun with those statements.
Well,
I find that extremely offensive.
You bring up another really valid point.
What?
That nobody really has a sense of humor about their attachment to their dog either. Right?
Yeah.
People can laugh at themselves about a variety of things, but if you insinuate that they might be a little too attached to the canine, no sense of humor about that. No.
Well, you're bringing up a lot of touchy subjects today, Dom.
Well, really just one, but I'm really expanding.
You're just piling on. You're really piling on.
Totally piling on. But it's just the one subject.
Listen, I'm just going to back away slowly from this and let you just...
Zines, you're the one with the dog in a bed right now.
I know. I love my dog. I love my dog a lot. Just don't want her in bed.
But interestingly, your wife would prefer the dog.
I know! I'm going to post this picture. She does look pretty cute. Who's a good dog?
And then let's play Count the Pillows. Aren't there like 8 or 9 on that bed?
Hold on. 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah.
9 pillows.
9 pillows.
You guys kind of OP, don't you?
We sleep in some weird positions.
Oh, well, that's a whole nother
There's
show.
Like pillows in cracks and crevices and, you know.
Whoa.
We get
wow.
a lot of pillow action.
Wow.
Those pillows get more action than I do.